The regional news with Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo. First, the main points. The excessive use of smartphones and other gadgets by some young people in the Southwest region is seemingly having an adverse effect on their output at home during this holiday period. Some parents are devising strategies to curb the growing phenomenon. A young agro engineer in the center region is treating the population of Obala with his business initiative, which consists of transforming watermelon to red wine. In the meantime, a free medical exercise for kidney diseases initiated by the Ngaoundere Regional Hospital wraps up on a positive note today. It is in line with the National Kidney Week. Those are our headlines, and now the news in greater detail. We begin in the center region. Do you know that watermelon can be transformed into red wine? 33-year-old Zanga Jean-Pierre, an agro engineer who resides in Obala in the Lekki division of the center region, is into the transformation of watermelon to red wine. Through his business initiative, he aspires to commercialize his products abroad. Irene Mantia Yonge visited his wine laboratory and put together the following report.
A sip from the Zanga white wine indicates consuming a Cameroon-made brand. The wine, obtained from the watermelon fruit, is a brainchild of 33-year-old Zang Jean-Pierre, an agro-engineer who graduated from the Faculty of Agronomy, University of Chang.
Clients, they like product, they need it, reading for meeting. When we go to the market, you see many of watermelon. People like just eat it for fruit. I decided to help transform watermelon to wine.
The product, which is in its prototype phase, is produced with rudimentary equipment.
This is a refractometer. When I use it, it will have the real quantity of sugar, will give me the quantity of alcohol which I need.
Jean Jean-Pierre hopes to transform his environment by popularizing his brand.
The Minister of PME helped me to support to develop the project. Who can develop this company?
Like many of his peers, he wants to add value to the Made of Cameroon product. Irene Mante Ayonge for the regional news in the center.
And from the center to the southwest region, where it has been observed that the excessive use of smartphones by young people in that locality has resulted to a melange of good and bad practices. Some of these youth can barely concentrate at home. To curb this growing phenomenon, some parents are resorting to the seizure of their phones and other measures, as you tell us, Nora Akokebi.
Social media notification on Sally's phone. She is a teenager who spends most of her time on her smartphone, accessing different content on various social media platforms.
I spend most of my time on my phone, texting with friends, watching TikTok videos. I usually sleep late.
This attitude, caregivers say, is a hindrance in contributing to routine chores back at home and has equally affected family bonding moments.
I'm retired Justice Njuzi Charles.
The most annoying thing is that you don't converse with your children. The children take you as somebody outmoded, so they go to social media and spend their time.
Some parents are already suggesting measures to ensure that children use the social media correctly.
Taking the phone by 8 o'clock when they're going to bed, and then, you know, at times too, you might, even during the day, especially when you have given them a task to do, you can take the phone and keep it in order that they will concentrate in what they are doing.
Though using a smartphone comes with some benefits, parents and caregivers are urged to monitor the content children consume to avoid embarrassment. Nora Akokebi for the regional news in Boya.
And from the southwest region to the far north region, where private-public sector partnership is boosting education and youth employment in the Mayokan division of the far north region. This initiative has been lauded by the administrative authorities, who say it is in line with government's policy to promote education, especially that of the girl child. Sylvester Temken reports from Kaili.
Mayokani is the base of cotton production, with the company providing sustainable and decent employment to many people across the division, and education is gaining grounds with the National Advanced School of Mining and Petroleum Industries of the University of Marua, based in the divisional chief town, Kaile. Meanwhile, through private educational institutions, members of the elite of Mayokani Division have also been contributing to the socio-economic reintegration of youths and scaling down unemployment. These ventures, visited by Governor Mijawaba Kari, also represent public-private sector partnership for socio-economic development.
All those students who are right now in school, we at the end easily have their job. We encourage those who have the idea to build this school. I will ask the government to accompany them. And it's very important because, as the head of state said, we must consume what we produce, and we will produce what we consume. The government itself cannot alone carry all those.
Meanwhile, the construction of infrastructure, like the modern market in Kaili and the Gidigis Council, testify to effective decentralization in Mayokani. Once more, Governor Mijawaba Kari.
The mayor of Kaile is building modern market, hosting all those traders who right now are selling on the soil. Kaile is hosting a university of mine. There are people who come in from everywhere, and the population is increasing. We need building and modernized infrastructure. That's why the mayor is doing right now.
The earmarked reconstruction of the Magada Kaile route will certainly give a booster to the development of the division, which also harbors the Kafu Forest Reserve, a transit zone for herds of elephants from the Waza National Park. Kaili, Sylvester Temkin, CRTV.
And that report by Sylvester Temkin in the Mayokani Division ushers us to the Adamawa region, where the National Kidney Week wraps up today in that locality. On a successful note, the free medical exercise initiated by the Ngaoundary Regional Hospital has given the opportunity to hundreds of people to be aware of the management of renal diseases such as chronic kidney failure. Erlis Wajibanya tells us more.
For every individual who shows up at the Ngaoundary Regional Hospital for the free screening exercise, the person is subjected to tests such as blood pressure measurement, urine and blood test to measure kidney function. Osmanu happily went through the process. It feels good to go through all this. I think it is important to know whether or not we are in good health. This may just help to prevent the worst from occurring. The head of the Ngaoundary Hemodialysis Center, Dr. Umaru Musa, who supervises the exercise, takes the opportunity to educate visitors about renal infections.
The leading cause of renal failure around the world is diabetes mellitus. In Cameroon, the first causes of maintenance hemodialysis is hypertension. So except hypertension and diabetes, we also have infectious disease like glomerulonephritis, hepatitis C, and HIV, which is the third leading cause of renal failure here in Ngaoundary.
The experts are also providing education on lifestyle modifications and risk factor management to prevent kidney disease progression.
Take care of yourself by drinking water. Whether you feel thirsty or not, try to do it like a normal daily habit. And secondly, is to have a time for yourself to take your blood pressure and to control your blood glycemia, and also to check for other comorbidities such as hepatitis C and hepatitis B.
Apart from the screening for renal diseases, a conference to be held on Saturday to further educate the population on the dangers of the disease has been scheduled to crown the National Kidney Week in the region. Erlis Wajibanya, CRTV News, Ngaoundary.
From the Adamawa region, we continue our ride to the Northwest region, where over 31 Muslim faithful from Old Town Bamenda have embarked on the sacred journey to the holy city of Mecca, also known as the Hajj. One of their objectives is to pray for peace and a solution to the long-standing socio-political unrest that has plagued the Northwest and Southwest regions for quite some time now. In the report that follows, Mary Ann Lantum shared light on the spiritual exercise and the expectation of the people in the Northwest region.
The journey to Mecca is said to be one of the five pillars of Islam. For a period of 1 month, the Muslim faithful will intensify prayers for their various intentions. The Imam of the Central Mosque in Bamenda, Musa, explains that the pilgrims from Bamenda are calling on Allah for peace to reign in the region.
Last year, I think about 50 were dropped this year. In Bamenda here, we have more than 31 people going to pilgrimage to pray for us so that this crisis must stop and the too much killing must stop. Any prayer he does there, he will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Meantime, those who did not take part in the pilgrimage have a day set aside to join their counterparts in prayers.
Going to Hajj is one of the five pillars of Islam. It's obligatory if you have the means. If you don't have a means, no problem. You have the means. We have a certain time that we here will be fasting and praying with them together so that we have peace about this crisis.
Muslim leaders have explained that there is no difference between pilgrims and non-pilgrims in the religion, but identified as those who go to Mecca bear the name Ajija for women and Al-Haji for the men. Miriam Lantum, CRTV News, Bamenda.
We culminate our regional news package in the littoral region, where heads of some companies and human resource officials have met in the littoral region for what they term an African Human Resource Forum. The objective is to upgrade their skills via the use of technology. The theme of the forum is technology and artificial intelligence in the workplace. Bidmia Atang Tabara has the details.
Human resource officials say one of the most transformative and impactful tools to promote dynamism and productivity in the workplaces is artificial intelligence. Aray Wilson is a human resource manager and consultant.
The whole aspect of artificial intelligence is meant to help a lot of companies. First of all, with lesser time, you can do a lot. It's artificial, but it's fed by the natural intelligence.
For a better staff management and recruitment, artificial intelligence is of essence. Ngala Evelyn Shea is specialist in performance and talent management.
The workload is going to reduce. There are some jobs that are going to go obsolete because the machine is picking them up.
It is therefore important for employees to stay abreast with latest knowledge on how to harness technology to improve efficiency. Are Manyi Helen is CEO of a company.
The essence to get HR professionals to a place where they understand the new world of technology and they understand how they can leverage this technology, particularly artificial intelligence. The encouragement really is for us to come to a place where we understand that technology, artificial intelligence has a lot to offer.
The world of work is changing rapidly while artificial intelligence is becoming prevalent across a range of industries. Douala Bitmia Atang Tabara, CRTV.
And that report by Bitmia Atang Tabara puts a cap on the regional news package for the week. But once again, our major stories. The excessive use of smartphones and other gadgets by some young people in the Southwest region is seemingly having an adverse effect on their output at home during this holiday period. Some parents are devising strategies to curb the phenomenon. A young agro-engineer in the center region is treating the population of Obala with his business initiative, which consists of transforming watermelon to red wine. Meanwhile, a free medical exercise for kidney diseases initiated by the Ngaoundere Regional Hospital is wrapping up on a positive note. It is in line with the National Kidney Week. The regional news was produced by Patrick Oscar Fan, and for presentation, I'm Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo.